This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we go, as a public service here on the radio every week, a group of distinguished broadcasters, and then there are a few others that find their way onto the scene, or into the scene, here to mark the end of the week, review of the hot stories and the hot people, as the research continues every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find these lists at talkers.com. You can't find these people, however, anywhere but here in the appointed rounds. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV show and The Morning Answer on KRLA in Los Angeles. John Harper is here from WMEL on the Space Coast. Lots of things going on there we ought to talk about a little bit as time allows. Also joining us, Rich McFadden from Radio America in the Control Center in Washington of our originating network, and Rick Jensen, who is a performer on WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. All right, so we'll go through a few of these things. One of the reasons I wanted John to be here is to talk about all the excitement of the 50th anniversary of the flight to the moon, Apollo 11. It's been all over the place. So because he's on the Space Coast and very involved in all of that, I think it makes for a good story, frankly, a story that we don't pay enough attention to these days because we're too busy worrying about who's zooming who with all this nonsense politically. And it is. It's becoming sheer nonsense from my perspective, anybody else who seems to have any common sense. So let's go through a couple of things, though, are worth the our attention that aren't political, although seemingly everything is political these days. Number 10 on the story list is a focus on the big storm, Gulf Storm Barry, and what's been the situation so far with the Mississippi Delta, the river, impact on the levees, all that stuff. And then what hasn't been much discussed is that huge, huge, huge block of ice in the Antarctic that's melting, and what that will do to the level, the sea level near your home. I see. Who lives near the ocean here? Nobody, I guess.
I have a creek in my backyard. We'll flood that.
I got a brook running through.
Yeah, you are 8 miles from the Atlantic.
All right. Well, there you go. See, John, you'll be underwater in no time at all. All right. So there is, though, that the next couple of things here, stock market reacting to some of the major deals that we have made for arms and that kind of stuff. The situation with the ambassador from England who didn't like Trump, and Trump didn't much like him, and that was the end of that. The Iranian tensions. I was supposed to go on a trip to the Middle East this past. Actually, I was supposed to be there right now. I would have been there and doing this program from there. I'm not supposed to talk about it very much because it involves what they call a hidden government, the Iranian hidden. There's a group of people who are trying to get rid of the Ayatollah.
Huh. So Iran has a shadow government too?
Yes. Wow. Amazing, isn't that how that works? Yeah, I know.
We have things in common.
Yeah. All right, well, Jennifer's here. We ought to get to a couple of the things from the top of the list. Jeffrey Epstein. Is it Steen or Stein? I don't know how to pronounce
it. Epstein.
Okay. And what comes of all of this for all of us in terms of conversation? This guy is no good and has never been any good as far. I don't get why it's taken this long, even though he's had legal troubles before. Why now are we going after him?
I think that's what a lot of people are asking. And is it because he's tied in to a lot of politicos and a lot of celebrities and maybe even law enforcement? Or is it that his wealth is buying privilege?
Law enforcement.
I mean, there's a lot of questions to be answered. And this week we saw the Labor Secretary, Alex Acosta, do a press conference, which he should have done, to explain the reason why he offered a plea deal to Jeffrey Epstein in Florida. It wasn't just Alex Acosta. There was a group of people involved with it, even some names that we've heard a lot about in the past, James Comey, Robert Mueller, many others from the federal level involved with this plea deal offered to Jeffrey Epstein. But the, I guess the question is not necessarily about Alex Acosta, but just how he's avoiding all of these massive sentences. It was revealed that when he was in jail in Florida, he was able to get out 6 days a week, and he was able to go and work and then come back to prison to sleep. Now his lawyers in the case against him in New York are asking if he can have those same type of privileges, if he can bail out for $75 million and stay at home under house arrest. I doubt that that's going to be a possibility because people are finally waking up to the seriousness of the charges that have been levied against this guy for decades.
So what do you do? How's this playing in Florida, John Harper? What's the overview there?
Actually, Doug and everyone, the overview here in Florida is in many respects just what Jennifer had said. After all these decades of the shenanigans that this guy was pulling, how come all of a sudden this is coming to light? A lot of people here think it definitely is tied into political aspirations of the president and others who are trying to make sure that this guy doesn't surface again with his money, especially to help support some of the Democrats running for president. So a lot of people are very skeptical about the motives behind this, what's going on behind
this. Who'd be dumb enough to take this guy's money, though?
Chuck Schumer.
Every
other Democrat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How long have we been hearing about the Lolita Express? I mean, how many years has that expression been around?
And that, well, that Bill Clinton had been on it.
Well, that's why we know about it, is because of Clinton's involvement.
But the island is called pervert. No, what is it called? Pedophile Island or something?
Well, that's what the media calls it.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. No.
I don't think that's the official name.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think he changed it.
He didn't register that.
It's a pervert cove. I don't think he did that.
No. All right, Jensen, you haven't weighed in on this. What do you think? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
So,
when it comes to
what I said in passing on the air was if, I said is if Trump is actually involved in some way with this party with the 28 girls, women, who knows what right now, only him and Epstein at Mar-a-Lago. In that case, I believe Republicans would rise up against Trump, unlike the Democrats who refused to rise up against Clinton for the same sort of thing. Oh, man, did I get scorched on the phones. How
Why?
Dare you use the word if, and how dare you make that presumption? Who do you think you are, Joy Behar? And that was like the biggest insult I've ever
that's
experienced.
Yes.
It was terrible. I know.
Who do you think you are, Joy Behar? There are 12 more women who have come out in the last couple of days with accusations of more sexual assault and sex trafficking since the arrest. So this is just this week where there are more women named. And this seems, sort of go back to Weinstein and what happened and how a few women came out and then a few more came out and then more and more and more. Is Gloria Allred involved in this somehow or other? This
no, not yet. No. It's one of the few. I think it's going to open
up.
I'm
sure she will be.
Yeah, the more interesting question as to how people vet their donors, because this guy has been giving money to Democrats for a very, very long time and a lot of money. And there's a story that isn't getting much news nationally, but locally in Los Angeles, where I live, there's a guy named Ed Buck, who is also a huge Democrat donor. And he had two men at two different times, two gay men, die in his home from being overdosed on drugs that he gave them. And he was a donor to Adam Schiff. He was a donor to some really big-name, prominent Democrats. The mayor of Los Angeles is one. So I think the question is now, can you effectively, do you have to vet the people that are going to be donating these big dollar amounts? I don't mean the people that are donating $28 to Bernie Sanders. I'm talking about the ones who are donating thousands and thousands of dollars to all of these guys. Is it going to be their responsibility to take ownership of
who gives
the money?
You can thank Citizens United for all of this unending dollars coming through the portals. It's so corrupt. This country has become so
corrupt. Well, let me suggest,
so
I think voters really won't care so much. I mean, the Clintons have two big fundraisers who went to jail, and that doesn't seem to slow anything down. Does that play into your thinking?
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's going to be interesting to see because people are trying, you know, obviously everybody, and it's so sad because what the real charges here are so disgusting and sick, but everybody's trying to politicize it. People on the left want Trump to be at these parties with Jeffrey Epstein. People on the right want Bill Clinton to be caught on the Lolita Express. Yeah. This is, and no one's thinking about the victims because we're thinking about politics. What I would think is, do the politicians like Chuck Schumer, who called for the resignation of Alex Acosta this week, do they need to take ownership for the fact that they themselves took thousands of dollars from this guy? Did they have a part in that? Maybe they do. Maybe that becomes part of the conversation.
Yeah, I'll take the vegetarian menu, please. We'll continue our focus on this. Let's go to something else in a moment. Maybe we'll spend a few minutes talking about this week's business with ICE and what's going on the border. As we continue here, 16 past the hour, here's the most comfortable pillow you can own. You know the story. You've heard it 100 times, maybe 1,000 times. Many spokespeople like me talk about the value, the virtue of my pillows. We get them. We use them. I got the sheets. I got the mattress covers. So I have pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress top covers, all of that stuff. And they all adds to my having a great night's rest. You've been there. You may not have done that, but maybe you ought to think about having a whole new look, a whole new feel to your bedroom. Start with the pillows. If you're not familiar with MyPillows, then go to MyPillow.com and order a couple of their perfect, their pluperfect pillows that so many people love so much. I like them because they really do. After all this time, and Jennifer will tell you the same thing, that you can fluff them up. They don't go flat and stay. I bought a couple of really expensive pillows at Macy's a few years ago, and they are awful. They lost all of whatever it was that they had. They're just like big tubs of nothing. But with the MyPillow, you just throw them in the washing machine, the dryer, and they come back out like new. And the sheets seem to feel that way, too. So anyway, the quality is not questioned. The deals are fabulous. All you have to do is avail yourself of MyPillow.com. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, and look and see what they have. Order sheets, order pillows, pillowcases, the whole thing. And ensure you're going to get a great night's rest. If you try them for a couple of months and don't like it for whatever reason, you send them back, and they give you your money back. You're not going to get that at Bed Bath & Beyond. Only at MyPillow. You'll love them. MyPillow. Everything's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Order your sheets, your pillows, pillowcases, and get all kinds of discounts. And the promo code is DJV to use at MyPillow.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week of July 8th to the 12th, 2019. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, Rich McFadden's in the control room in our originating network, Radio America in Washington, and I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. So, John, let's go to you because this is a developing, I guess this is one of those things we call a developing story, but the fascination, I think you and I first became friends when I was down there, I think it was the first shot, if I'm not mistaken, as you remember Jay Honeycutt, Richie, you remember Jay.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Was all over the place. He ran the, he was the one who picked the first, he, all these astronauts we're going to talk about, he picked them. That's where he got started, and then he ran the shuttle program, and then he ran Kennedy Space Center. And during all of this, I had unfettered access to anybody I wanted, anything I wanted, and I was at a number of launches that took place during the time. Remember the one, Richie? The shuttle takes off. And the noise, you couldn't believe, and the microphones, you couldn't believe the noise. And we were, what is that, John, downrange from where the press sits is a couple of miles, isn't it? From
it's 2.5 miles from the launch pad.
Yeah. Right. But yet you think you're right on top of it, because the Earth really does move under your feet.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Yep. So you've probably seen a lot of the specials this week. PBS has been loaded with recounts. And, I mean, the whole business with a focus on the first man, that movie, Neil Armstrong's story, and Buzz Aldrin and White. The whole thing coming together on the 50th anniversary. So what special things are going on down there in your immediate locale? Because you're right on the Space Coast, right there where the Kennedy Space Center is.
Yeah, it's really kind of exciting here, Doug, once again, as I think I've told you on some subsequent conversations. That's Cupcake the dog in the back.
Hey, Cupcake, how you doing?
let me move to another room. But the excitement has been building now for about the past month or two. in anticipation of the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11. Huge events are starting today and will run through next week, bringing astronauts back. There are parades, recreating the same parade route that used to take place in Cocoa Beach. All different types of memorabilia are being presented again, even moon pies and throwback bottles of Pepsi Cola are being offered to the public down here. It's just been crazy. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been amazing to think, Doug, and everyone, that 50 years ago there were over 1 million people who...
Oops. We lost Richie. We lost him. Sounds like we lost him.
He's breaking right. down, yeah. And in order right, to escape so Cupcake, he lost
get
reception.
The Cupcake. We'll get him back again. All right, we'll put him back into the other room. We come back on the other side of the bottom of the hour. But it is, I think it's one of the most exciting times. It was, when you think about it, and this is what I was watching this the other day, I was thinking, this was only 24 years after the end of World War II. Rick, think about it, and Richie, think about it that way. We came out of World War II and grabbed Wernher von Braun, who is the German responsible for building the V-2 rocket, and they grabbed, not only they grabbed von Braun, but they grabbed all of his team. The Nazis had created or collected these people to try to build rockets that they could use to win the war. They weren't successful, so the day the war was over, the minute it was over, the United States grabbed Wernher von Braun before the Russians could. And that's really kind of where this all came from. Certainly something to continue talking about as we proceed here on the Talk Radio Review.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD?
CBD, CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now, Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
ICE agents are expected to start rounding up about 2,000 undocumented immigrants in at least 10 major cities starting on Sunday. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says this is targeting undocumented immigrants who have already been slated for deportation. But House Majority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi is warning the Trump administration against going ahead with the plans.
Every person in America has rights. These families are hardworking members of our communities and our country. This brutal action will terrorize children.
Vice President Mike Pence will be visiting a Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas today. Tropical Storm Barry's gathering strength as it heads towards New Orleans. The National Hurricane Center says the storm's sustained winds have increased to 50 miles an hour. It's expected to reach hurricane strength late today or early tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Radio Review on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, and John Harper. We're sort of deviating a little bit for a few more minutes since Wimpy the dog drove John into another... what's the name of the dog?
Cupcake.
Oh, Cupcake. That's right, too. All right.
I should remember that. Didn't you have an old girlfriend named Cupcake?
I think in my past I've had... a number of ladies, but I don't think there's been a cupcake.
Ah, all right.
Look forward to that in the future.
Time.
Yeah, thank you. All right. So, John Harper from WMEL, we're talking about the all the focus. And maybe next week is we would review what has happened. But this week coming, the 50th anniversary of the flight to the moon by Apollo 11 and all the things that are going on down there. Hasn't the Space Coast sort of been revitalized to a point with... new activity for a while when Bush was in, and Obama didn't help things either. There was massive cuts to the NASA budget, a lot of the things that were going on down there. I think all of us that knew anything knew that cutting out the shuttle program was really not very smart. We gave a lot of money to the Russians, and look what they bring. I think each time we send a man to Russia to go up to the space station, like $53 million it cost us or some outrageous thing like that. So how are things changing this? We're not, by the way, this happens in coincidence with the celebration of Area 51 in Arizona, so, but there's no coincidence there, I guess. Anyway, this week is a big, so, massive thing going on.
I'm curious to find out, though, John, isn't privatization of the space organization, has that revitalized the Space Coast? I mean,
absolutely, Richie and Doug, it sure has, and the Space Coast has really come back. It's booming again. It's changed in some dynamics compared to what it once was, where you'd have 5,000 people every morning driving to the Kennedy Space Center to go to work. But nonetheless, there are so many private companies that have moved into the area, with, of course, at the top of that list, SpaceX, Blue Origin, has just built a new hangar right next to the Kennedy Space Center, just huge, and creating all types of new jobs. Real estate is booming again down here, and the likes of which the Space Coast has not seen since the space shuttle started to fly, and things were really happening. And as you said, Doug, when the shuttle program ended 5 years ago, the lights dimmed quite a bit here on the Space Coast, but it has come back with a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm, and the Space Coast is back.
You know what's sad about this? This is 2020 hindsight, but the lack of visionaries that we've had as leaders in our country. When Kennedy said we'll get a man to the moon by the end of the decade, that was the inspiration. That's all it took for politicians to say, okay, we're going to fund this and get it done, especially after he met his untimely death. But there, you know, since that time, there was that whole stress in school on science and technology and mathematics, and people said they wanted to work for the space program. They wanted to be an astronaut. They wanted to do stuff. Now you don't have anybody coming out of school saying they have any real strong aspirations for anything like that, even though there are good people that are in the program for sure. Many more women. And I think that's a good thing, more women pilots.
I know a kid who just graduated in my neighborhood from Virginia Tech and is got his master's and is a rocket scientist.
Is he good?
And going to be working in the field. So, I think with the SpaceX thing and with those boosters being able to land back on their pad.
Yeah.
And I think the talk of rovers on Mars and kids following the rover on Mars on Instagram, I think that's kind of firing up interest with this generation.
Well, I think that's what I was saying and suggesting was that we had that. And it went away because the public support for it went away. But we now have people who are inspired. We had inspired leadership at the time this stuff started on the public side. We don't have inspired leadership now on the public side, but we do have inspired leadership on the private side. Say what you will about Musk or some of these other characters.
But that's my question for both of you, okay, and John specifically. Do you think that ending the shuttle program helped push this privatization, and do you think that was intentional on the government's part? So, like Bush, and ending the shuttle program.
Yes to the first question, no to the second question.
So you think it's just by chance that he was lucky that privatization.
Well, you think somebody thought this through in Washington? Come on, Rich. You know
I wonder if somebody thought this through in Washington.
All right, go ahead, John.
The end of the shuttle program had been discussed for many years before it even occurred, because they knew the shuttle fleet was aging and would have to be totally revitalized to keep those birds flying again for the next 10 years or more. So there was a lot of talk about the fact that we could not afford a new shuttle fleet, so a new program had to be developed, and the private companies had to come in and kind of pick up the reins, and there's no doubt about it. SpaceX has done that. You mentioned, Doug, the landing of the first stage of the SpaceX rocket back here at the Kennedy Space Center. That's huge and absolutely creating a lot of excitement for people throughout the country seeing those things. It looks like a Buck Rogers movie.
Yeah, it's great that the private sector is involved. I'm all for the private sector. But when it comes to the money, you tell us we don't have the money for it, but we have money to develop new missiles and new airplanes that the Air Force doesn't want. Come on.
Let's not forget Trump is got Star Wars under the Air Force's control there. Or is it Pentagon's control now?
Yeah. Right. All right, let's move on. Back to the stories that are a part of the countdown. A lot of the same stuff here, and that's why I'm not spending a lot of time on it. There's nothing new that I can see in the presidential race other than somebody dropping out this week. More of the same old banal BS. The soccer, though, the women's soccer team, what it's done, and the focus on equal pay, I think that's been part of the talk tree. So, Rick, how have you handled that on your program?
I actually had our sports director on, and we both went into great detail about how the women's and men's national teams negotiate their contracts. Are the women underpaid? Not really. Not based upon the way that they actually negotiate the contracts and all. A contract player with the women's team gets $100,000 automatically. Men are bonuses only. The women play fewer teams than the men do. But right now, what's going to happen is they're going to get more money for sponsors, and they will be making more money because two in a row, you just can't ignore
not
that.
To keep
and
dropping
I think
the
there's
F-bomb
a lot of buying opportunity
place.
For these sponsors here.
All right, the F-bomb, you're talking about the ABC coverage of the...
I'm talking about everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. You remember when Chase Utley dropped the F-bomb, all excited, the Phillies won the national championship. Sorry about that, Rich.
Yep.
And I just like to do that to Rich because he's a Nationals fan. And he was gently chastised by the media and others. Now you have an ABC News editor, as well as some others, Alexandra Svokos, who's celebrating Ashley Harris... And Megan Rapinoe using the mother F word and twerking, chugging beers. And what she said on Twitter is that, oh, this is great stuff. This is great content. Let's not stop her. This is wonderful. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Why is this all of a sudden wonderful for ABC News?
Well, here's my spin. I don't understand if they want to get equal pay. Why would you market yourself the way that they are marketing themselves in the celebration here? They are, whenever I see them on social media, there's F-bombs flying, there's twerking, there's all kinds of language going on. And I'm thinking, how are you going to get big sponsors and get the money that you want to get if you're out here representing yourself like this?
Here's my spin on the Rapinoe and Rapoport, whatever her name is, and some of the other stuff. Whether I sound like an old white guy or I don't sound like an old white guy, this is, to me, the same kind of stuff now coming about when the kid, remember the kid that was the mouthy kid after the shootout down in Florida? What was that kid's name that was all over everywhere in the media, and he got to be very impressed with himself?
David Hogue.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Rapinoe is in that same category as far as I'm concerned at this point. Maybe a great player, the teammates love her.
It's a great,
I don't see her.
It's a great story that they won.
Yeah, it is.
It's
great
for the country. But now represent us, please.
Yeah, yeah. All right, you got anything on this one, John, or you want to leave it?
What you said, Doug, I kind of totally agree with. There's nothing else really needs to be said other than the fact that I think the women want equal pay. Okay, that's fine, but they're going to have to really step up, and I think their game has been stepped up, but they're going to have to step up their off-field behavior for the American public to totally embrace this, because at the moment, the American public, in my opinion, is not.
All right. Number five, questions on citizenship and the border. The Chicago mayor has banned ICE from police databases in Chicago. We'll talk about that as our countdown overview continues here. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes to whiten your teeth, an average of 2 shades every time you apply it. So keep doing it so you can lift the stains naturally off all of your teeth, your caps, your crowns, your veneers. You're a smiler. You like to smile. People love others who smile at them. You make friends by smiling. But you're going to make friends if you got an ugly smile. If your teeth are ugly, yellow, awful, then let's see if we can turn that around with the most advanced way in America to whiten your teeth. This is a fabulous whitening system. Came from a dentist named Martin Ginniger. He used it. Then he sold it to some of his pals who were dentists. Now it's available on the market. You can find it and use it very, very easily. Customer reviews on their website, fabulous. And by the way, you can't order power swabs and get the 50% off the retail unless you call 208-1797 with 800 as the preface. 800-208-1797. Order now. Get your teeth whitened the natural way. You can do it yourself 5 minutes at a time. And the impressiveness of this is beyond reproach. So let's take advantage of the opportunity. As I said, you can't get it online. Only available at 50% of the retail cost. Use the DJV code when you call for power swabs at 800-208-1797. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your popcorn. It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Poly Grip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Poly Grip.
To see you. It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Thanks to Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, John Harper here with us on the countdown. The last note struck by Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, who says the city has banned ICE enforcement from accessing Chicago Police Department's databases. How do they do that? How do you just say you can't? How do you say to the Fed, screw you, we're not letting you in to our information?
I think they banned the Fed from accessing their database.
Ah, okay. It may be a political, especially, I don't know how much trouble there is in Chicago when race, you know, comes into the picture. Certainly all of the killings and stuff going on there have racial motivations. I may be influenced because I've become a fan of Chicago PD, the Dick Wolf show. And so maybe my mind is corrupted a little bit about what's going on from that television show. But I got to tell you something. These guys got a lot of balsam, somebody like her, to say what she did and think she's going to get away with it. Ah, well, overviews galore here on our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Thanks to the talk professionals for being here this week.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Some good stories attached to some great movies, best theme, I don't know. We debate this all the time. Excuse me, whether it's James Bond, Star Wars. Now, there are a couple of themes in there that are...
Superman.
Just above and beyond, yeah, the Superman theme. All right, so what's going on with James Bond? Are we done filming the latest installment, or is that still being done?
I think it's still being done. This is an interesting story that broke yesterday. Actor Christoph Waltz, who played the villain Blofeld in the last installment, Spectre, with Daniel Craig, going to return for this installment, although Rami Malek, who was
killed.
In Bohemian Rhapsody... Well,
killed in the last part. Well, how are you going to bring him back?
Well, they say they're bringing him back. He's now incarcerated, and he'll play a Hannibal Lecter-like character that's going to give Bond information on the main villain, which is... Rami Malek of Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah.
Rami Malek,
I like that
said,
idea.
I'll play the part, but you can't have me be a bad Muslim. Right? We have no
correct.
Muslim bad guys in this one? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, correct.
Muslims sometimes get a bad rap.
All this right, is so Daniel Craig's fifth time playing 007. Do you like him as Bond, Doug?
I do, actually. I quite like him as Bond. My
My
favorite is Connery. I think, actually, my second favorite would be a toss-up between Roger Moore and what's his face?
Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan. I like him as it. I think, though, that this guy's good. I think he plays a good Bond.
What if you were born in 1995 and you have no idea who Sean Connery is? What do you think of the Bond series, and who is your favorite Bond then?
I'll answer that question. The first James Bond movie I seen in the theater was 1973. My parents took me to see it.
Roger Moore.
The King's Plaza in Brooklyn. Roger Moore. live and let die. So for me, I always radiated to Roger Moore as James Bond because that's the incarnation that I first saw in a theater. So I think this generation would be geared toward Daniel Craig because this is what they're mostly exposed to. You know, I employ a lot of young people, and I ask these questions all the time. I always say a lot of these young people who are in their 20s, they don't even know who Johnny Carson was. So they don't really have a sense of the truth is they really don't have a sense of history. And they look at some of these older films, which we think are not that old in the 1960s, as, you know, really old, and then they're not.
But let me ask you this. You run a movie theater. Sure. When you play a Daniel Craig James Bond movie, what is the average age of the person who buys a ticket for that movie?
It's probably over 40.
Yeah. So are the 20-year-olds even going to James Bond? That's my question.
I guess to some extent, but not as much. More adult oriented.
Well, they get in on. They're in on the hype. They're in on the hype.
Absolutely, they get sucked in on the hype. And it really depends on the reviews. I mean, to me, I still think Skyfall with Daniel Craig is the best James Bond movie ever produced because it's a perfect movie from beginning to end, story, character, direction, action. I like a lot of these actors that played James Bond, and I actually think Timothy Dalton, who did two installments. Actually, he's a very underrated James Bond.
He's a B-level actor. He's not in the same category as the rest of them in terms of what else he's done with his career. Look at what Sean Connery did, the amazing role that he played. He really was a fabulous actor. Go ahead.
Yeah, and even Roger Moore, you're right. Outside of James Bond, Roger Moore was not really that successful at least in movies. But Sean Connery, he did The Saint. But even Sean Connery, when he was in his 60s, like take a movie like The Rock with Nicolas Cage. To me, that's an amazingly entertaining action movie, and he's so charming.
The Hunt for Red October is one of the most fabulous movies ever made, and Connery makes it. It was great for Alec Baldwin. It was a great launch for him.
There's a little film he did called Indiana Jones, too. That was pretty good.
Yeah, right.
He could do no wrong. Yeah, he could do no wrong.
Exactly. All right. So, what do we have this weekend that's going to be exciting?
I don't know if it's exciting, really. I don't think these movies are going to put much of a dent in the box office. An action horror film titled Crawl coming out, produced by Sam Raimi. And then there's an action comedy, Stuber, with Dave Bautista, former wrestler, now turned actor. He played Drax the Destroyer in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's a very charismatic guy. I don't know if he's going to have the career of Dwayne Johnson, but they're giving him an opportunity. He's making a lot of movies, so you're going to see him a lot in film in the next few years.
Sounds like a ho-hum weekend for early summer 2019. Chuck Curry, our movie man, here on the DJV Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.